I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. A month from tomorrow, the Olympic Games begin in Beijing. With all the attention focused on the country's human rights record, the harsh persecution of Christians has also drawn the spotlight. Open Doors' Carl Muller says prayer can change a lot of things. For example, just a few months ago,
there was a rumor around that the Chinese government was not going to allow any Bibles at all during the Olympics. And, of course, Christians around the world prayed, and the Chinese government quickly retracted that statement. And to complete the circle, issued an official Olympic Rings edition of the Bible.
Next, India Partners is recommending some witnessing tools that its short-term mission teams are using effectively. Evangia Cubes, beaded bracelets, and kits for making reading glasses are practical, inexpensive tools for sharing the gospel at home and abroad, says President and CEO Brent Hampel. For $1.50, you can fund a reading glasses kit and introduce someone to the gospel.
Even after the short-term team leaves the area, there is that small, tangible reminder of the gospel to remind them of the love of Jesus Christ.
Go to our website for details. An Operation Mobilization second annual Hope Brussels campaign will provide churches with resources and mobilize them to reach their community. Most Belgians are indifferent to the gospel, but a short-term missions team is partnering with churches there to reach a variety of cultures in their city. Evangelical Christians make up less than 1% of Belgium's diverse secular population. Pray that God will do a great work of revival there. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Message for the Mission, a devotion journal from Buckner International, is yours free for the asking. When you request your copy, you'll be entered to win a free mission trip with Buckner in 2009. Call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.